On this first day of April, it is the same old weather story across the Northeast. It's cool again, with temperatures this afternoon running about 5 to 10 degrees below normal levels. So far this year, we have not reached 50 at Albany. The last time we did was on December 27th. Well, it looks like we're finally going to break that stretch. Odds are quite good that we will reach or exceed the 50-degree mark in the capital region tomorrow. And it's going to feel like spring for the next couple of days, with temperatures running in the 50s in many areas, not only tomorrow, but again on Friday. But that will be followed by another shot of cold and potentially some wintry weather as we work into the weekend. And it will be on the cold side tonight with high pressure directly overhead. Temperatures will fall back into the 20s. We will have some teens in the mountains. The sky is mostly clear this evening. Then we'll start to see some clouds build in after midnight as that high pressure area drifts off to the east. And by tomorrow, we'll start things off with a warm front across eastern New York and western New England. That'll bring some clouds and possibly a rain or snow shower early. Then as we go through the day, that warm front will lift to the north. We'll see some sunshine come out, especially from the capital region south. Clouds might linger across the north country, and temperatures will shoot up into the 50s in many spots. A few areas, though, will hold in the 40s. We could see a late shower well north and west of the capital region, but even with those small chances of precipitation, by and large, most areas will be dry beginning to end tomorrow. Again, tomorrow will be much warmer as temperatures come up into the 50s. We're in the 40s tomorrow night, so that's going to feel exceptionally warm considering how cold it's been this winter. And moving into Friday, we'll have a cold front pass. That will bring us the chance for some showers, potentially even a thunderstorm, but temperatures will still be mild on Friday, running generally in the 50s. That front will stall to the south on Saturday, and it's going to provide a pathway for low pressure to track. Now, with that low pressure tracking in our area and cold air draining in from the north, we have the potential for rain and possibly some snow on Saturday, so that's a situation that we will have to watch over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mainly clear this evening, then turning partly cloudy, low 20 to 25, some teens in the mountains. And tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of a shower, breezy and warmer, with highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear this evening, then turning partly cloudy, low 20 to 25, some teens in the mountains. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower, breezy and warmer, with highs in the upper 40s to middle 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear this evening, then turning partly cloudy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, small chance of a shower, breezy and warmer, high 55 to 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear this evening, then turning partly cloudy, low 20 to 25. And for tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, chance of a shower, breezy and warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the 50s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.